It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do a podcast time. Brock and Hunter, welcome to the podcast, the After Show podcast, that is.
All right,
podcast. Do you read it? Of course, as always, the podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. They're open, man. They're serving you. They want to make sure that your motorcycle is running the right way. It's gorgeous out. You want to be out riding, but your bike's not working? Hit up Gilson Cycle, man. They're going to get you taken care of.
Gilson.
What do you want to talk about, man? I don't know. Is there anything major to talk about?
Hell, I don't know. Should I just read some emails from the company?
I was just going through. This is perfect. I just want to rant for a bit. This won't be long, but I'm going to rant. For God's sakes, people, you don't need to fucking reply all every single time, okay? Stop it. The reply all button, I feel like it should have never been invented. It's horrible. It's awful. I know it serves a purpose, but for God's sakes, if any of our employees work with us, look, I'm not personally attacking you, but like a birthday ones, like someone says, oh, hey, you know, we have our Kathy, our front desk lady, say, oh, by the way, there's a birthday, which is nice. You don't need to reply all. You don't need to reply all. Just reply to the person whose birthday it is. I don't need to see that you wish that person happy birthday.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with it, because it's a company email. It's a work email, right?
Yeah.
The last thing you want in a work email is it to get cluttered and you miss stuff. And so there have been times where one of our sales staff members will come up and be like, hey, like, did you record that commercial yet? It's due tomorrow. I haven't seen it. And I'm like, what? I haven't even seen the email. You know why? Because it was like two people's birthday that day. And it was like I had to scroll down through like 50 emails to get to the actual, you got a commercial you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, so not to mention just that, but I get spam in my work email too. Mm-hmm. Some of the weird, and even if I delete it and put it in a certain folder, there's always something new that comes up.
Oh, dude, the amount of spam that I get is nuts. But yeah, we don't need to have work spam where it's everyone replying all, or it's for God's sakes. Just look at the email. If you don't think it needs a reply all, don't hit reply all. It's simple, folks. Look, we're just trying to help out everyone here in the business capacity. Don't reply all if you don't need to reply all. My God.
It might be a multi-million dollar idea, or maybe even more. Let's just reinvent the email. Is it not old school? Outlook? Gmail's pretty decent. I like Gmail.
I love Gmail. Right. And I always laugh at people. It's, again, I'm not trying to personally attack anyone today, but whenever someone says, oh, yeah, it's so-and-so at Yahoo, I'm like, you realize there's Google, right? You can use anybody. Yahoo, Hotmail. It's like, what are you doing?
Man.
It's 2020. Just to Gmail. Come on. So,
you know what ruined email for me is Messenger through Facebook, because you can post pictures. Yep. I can send you a video. I can send you an audio link. Yep. I can send you money. You can do fucking everything on Messenger.
Yep.
It just destroyed email. So let's reinvent the email where you don't have to. If I send you something on Messenger, it's immediate. Mm-hmm. Boom. Blink. Yep. I can hear it come up on your phone through the headphones I'm wearing right now. Email, you got to pull up the email. You got to wait for it to load. Sometimes you got to refresh it 3 times to get the email.
Yep.
Dude, it is so old school and slow. You can only use 25 megabytes to send something. So if you want to send a video, forget about it.
Yeah.
Messenger is so much better. It's immediate. It is right there. It is like somebody sat down and thought for a second, like, let's just make this really convenient for everybody.
If you really do think about it, the basics of email have not changed since it. When was the first email? When was it? First, I'm going
to
look it up here.
First 1979. Email.
First email sent was, search. Jesus, come on, Google. What the hell is going on with this now? What is happening? It's like a little window. What the hell is going on here? It's like all my
the wrong code.
No, what is going on here? I got to close this.
Probably came from the work email.
It probably did. I got it. And that's the other thing, too, is like viruses that go through emails. Like we're constantly being told, look, if it looks suspicious, don't click it. And I actually had to do that whole thing because I'm like, it looked legit. All the spam that comes through that. I know you can watch on that for Messenger anyways. But hold on. Let me go to this Google.
And when's the last time you got a virus from Messenger?
This first email. Okay, first email was sent. Ray Tomlinson is credited as having sent the first email across a network, initiating the use of the at sign to separate the names of the user and the user's machine in 1971. Folks, from the beginning, though, it really has not changed all that much since 1971. It's time for a change. And most importantly, get rid of that fucking reply button. That should be gone. Out the window. Out the window.
Where's the reply all button in Messenger? Nah, you know that.
Not in there.
They got it figured out. Dude, I don't think if they were like, hey, Hunter, we need to improve Messenger.
Yeah.
What is your – I'm like, dude, you guys hit it.
You nailed it. You did perfect.
There's nothing I can do. I'm looking at it. You can even play games. Yeah. You can play games. Can you play games on Gmail? I don't know.
No.
Maybe you can, but.
Man, I don't think so. I don't know what kind
send
of game
gifts.
You can. Yeah.
I can immediately send you a gift.
I know sure as hell I ain't doing it on Microsoft Outlook. Good God, what a train wreck. Anyway.
Dude, why does it take 5 minutes to load? That application sucks.
It does, man. I hate it. Stupid word. And you know the other thing, too, is here's the other thing. Like with work emails, too. And we'll end with this. It has literally made us work 24/7, except when we're sleeping. Kiki falls victim to it all the time. She answers emails all night long. And I'm like, you're working right now. It's 9 to 5. Emails now have lassoed us to work even when we're done. Before emails, you would finish, unless it was an emergency and they called you, maybe faxed you at home if you had that. But now we are required. People send you emails, and if you don't get back to them right away, everything falls apart. I'm like, we did this for years and years and years without. After 5 o'clock, that was done. That was it. Now people are stressed working 24/7, man.
Count his hours.
I know, and it's one of the things where it's like, well, it's just easier to answer now than wait and let it build up, and that's because of reply all and all these ridiculous emails. We've made it too easy to be contacted with. So you know what, email. Fuck you, email. All right, that's what it is. You fuck you.
Yeah, anyway. You suck. You old school. You're an old school guy. It's just not hip anymore. You know.
All right. There
what
you go.
Up, Messenger?
Yeah.
What up?
All right, good. I'm all worked up now. My blood pressure's rising just talking about email. Yeah. So, well, let's wrap it up here. That'll do it for Brock and Hunter and the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to check out more on our website where you found this podcast and listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, and also 3 to 7 in the afternoons. That's going to do it. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle, and here's a word from our sponsor now.
Hit me up on Messenger.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.